God bless you on the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a wonderful day, and it's a day that we can really rejoice in the Lord and be thankful. And I am so thankful for the wonderful encouragement and people around me. And what we choose to put in is what we are going to get out, you know. So if you're going to feed your mind with all the things of the world, then you're going to get worldly results. But if you really decide to put yourself into God and really decide to, you know, really think from God's perspective, that, and we have that knowing within our hearts that God is always good, because He is always good. God is always good, and in Him is no badness, nothing that is of evil is of God. So when we recognise this, we can really come from a heart of freedom, you know, that we can walk into life and we can walk into our day knowing that, you know, no matter what's going on, no matter the stuff that may try and come upon us, that we have a good God who can change something in an instant. He can really change someone's heart. He can do something within your life that's gonna really change the direction of your life. He's really going to ensure that you are okay. He is a good God, and He has your back, you know, that no matter what is going on, no matter the things within your life that may be there to try and distract you, that try and upset you, that try and take your mind off the truth, that we have a good God who, just like a parent, you know, like when I think about my children, all I want is for goodness for them, you know, is the great things in this world, for them to really become a certain way and to think a certain way, because the world is really filled with its own agenda. The world is really filled with, you know, not really trying to, especially the carnal mind, really tries to twist the truth of God, or they don't see the heart of what God is doing. And when, if you're in that position, and maybe you could be around someone and they have their own agenda, or they say things that may really try and, you know, put God down or put you down, know that God is watching. Know that God will humble those people. God is a very just God. He's a very clever God. He knows what's going to humble that person. He knows that even when there's people, you know, especially within our, you know, our Christian community, people expect people to be a certain way within that. And if they don't receive that, then they have a judgment upon you. But when you actually see the heart of a person, you know, you see the heart that, you know, no matter how you might perceive it, what is their heart? What is God trying to show you through them? Take your own mind out of this. Take the person in front of you speaking out of this, and really go ahead and listen to the words spoken, because the words are so powerful. What words are being, what words are you listening to? What words are you putting within your heart, within your mind? What are you going ahead and really, what are you doing with your time to fill your mind up? You know, that you put your spiritual mind on. That you, I just had a real great coffee date with my friend, Amber, who comes on fellowship also, and we were speaking. She was really just saying that, you know, that sometimes the spiritual, we can have a spiritual or carnal mind, that we can switch that mind. You know, we can really just say, okay, this isn't of you, God. And we can really let God take control of the situations and let go. Because sometimes we really want to be in control of the situations. We want to try and do it our own way. But that's not God's way. God really wants us to be humble and meek. He wants us to really be and know that His way is much better than our own, and that we need to be humble enough to know that. We need to ensure that we haven't got our own minds within this. You know, that we put our spiritual glasses on as such. You know, that you put them on and you lock out anything else. You cancel anything else out. And, you know, some people really do not recognize the truth. They are so blinded by this world. They're so blinded by how they might perceive the things, or how, you know, how actually it is, the truth it is, the heart it is, that you really don't want to be carnal around carnal people, because it really does. God wants us to speak loudly, and really the voice of God needs to be louder than the voice of the world. And if we're speaking of the carnal things, we're the same as these people. We're just agreeing. We're just sat and agreeing and being, you know, the same as them, and they are not seeing a difference. But when you have a true heart for God and you really want to live by faith, you know, you really do not want to be lived by sight, do not let anyone else to try and take that faith that is within your heart out of you. Don't try and let the doubt of this world and what it speaks and what they perceive the things to be get inside of you, because you have the Spirit of God within you, and you can really walk in the most powerful way. God is true and living. Thank God that He is true and living. Thank God we have a great God who absolutely wants the complete best for us, just like our parents on earth. They are meant to want the absolute best for us. They want us to live the most prosperous, healthy life. If you think of it, what is the main thing that you want for your children? To be happy, to be prosperous, to be healthy, you know, to be happy, prosperous and healthy. Happiness comes from really that knowing God and that joy, that you do not need to think like the world. The world has its own way, and do not think that way, you know. And as hard as it may be, because the world is all around us and there's so many people who really do not understand the way of God, we really need to shut off, you know. And sometimes we may not understand the path that God has for us, and then we do something, we continue to do something, not understanding why God has us on this path. But then He shows you, and God is so gracious. He will make a way where there seems no way. He will absolutely make a way, and He will give you things, and He will give you slight bits of encouragement that you need. That actually is this, that, and sometimes it's the most unexpected, because we need to be expecting unexpected blessings, and sometimes it's the most unexpected people in our way, it's the most unexpected, you know, unexpected path. Like, God, why is this? But why is this? Maybe we shouldn't question God and just go with it and just say, okay, I don't really understand, but I know you are the creators of heaven, the earth, and that you really have a perfect plan. And just leave it as that, because we tend to complicate things, tend to question things and complicate the thing that may be asked of us, and then put things in our way. You know, that God tells us to honor him, and then if there's X, Y, and Z, but we have it, honor me. You know, like, stop putting things in the way of God and your blessing. Don't block your blessings by putting the things in the way. That's not God's way. God wants a straight, narrow path for him. The straight focus to him. That we are not being conformed to this world, but we're transforming in that renewal of that mind on a continual basis. We're continually doing this. We're not slacking off on in any area. So for me, I've had a real wonderful morning, and I've had a real great time of fellowship in, you know, God really filling our hearts and our minds and our spirit with the truth of him. Because we want to be around the right people with the right words, with the right actions, with the actually, what is this? You know, what have you got and what do you need from me, God? Because what is the truth of you, you know? What is the truth that lives within your heart? In your heart. What is that truth that lives within your heart that you know to do that maybe you're not doing? Go ahead and do it. What is that perfect life that you really want? Map it out for yourself. Map it out. See the people you want. See the words you want. See how you want your mind to be. You can have it. You really can. God, there is nothing impossible with him. And if he wants the people around you that are the right people, you know, the right people around you, he is good. That is why he says, you know, don't be unequally yoked, because it will bind you. It will bind you, and that's with every relationship. So really recognize the path that he's brought you from. Do not go back. Don't go back into the path that he took you away from. You know, why are you going back? What is the, why are you flirting with the world? The world has nothing to offer. You've already been there. It brought you destruction. Don't go back. Come forward. I know things are tough, my child. I know things might be difficult today. But you will see what you're doing and why you're doing it. You will see the peace that I've brought within your heart. And when you recognize that, and then you actually bring your mind in line with actually how you feel, because your mind always wants to talk to you, but you can feel like the most peaceful within your heart, but your mind is trying to tell you so many different things that could be positive, negative. Actually, really quieting your mind down is something that each and every one of us can learn to do even more. Especially if you have a very talkative mind, and if that talkative mind is in a negative manner, then that can really drain you. So really, when God said to you and said to each and every one of us, confess unto wholeness, make sure your words are like sweet like honey, you know. I don't know whether that's right, but I'm saying make sure your words are sweet like honey. They are positive like honey. That you are filling your mind. The more you fill your mind, and the more you fill your words with the word of God, and when your mind is talking to you, you will feel a great release. You will feel such greatness within your heart. You will feel so thankful that you have actually put yourself into this way. You've put yourself into God instead of thinking or the negatives, or you're looking at things in a certain manner. What's God's perspective on this? How does God see the person? God says that treat every person like Jesus died for them, because he did. You know, that's how special you are. If you were the only person on this earth, that Jesus died for you. So why are you talking to yourself in a negative manner? Why are you talking yourself out of the path that God has set before you? Why are you trying to, that person next door is trying to put doubt in your mind? Why are you allowing that to affect you? That is not God's way for you. God's way is perfect, and He has the most perfect plan and the most perfect people. So be not conformed to this world, and be transformed by the renewal of your mind. The renewal of your mind, which is a continuous renewal each and every day. For yourself and for others around you. For you to then be able to really... be that true example of what God can do within someone's life. So that's what I wanted to share, and God bless you.